Welcome Into the Woods podcast for Monday, July 24th, 2023. How are you? How are you? Hey, how are you? How's it going? How are things? How's your summer coming along? How you handling the dog days of summer? Oh, you getting through them? There really ain't shit going on, man. There really ain't shit going on, is there? Football's almost back, and then we're almost back to weekends of your wife or girlfriend coming in the house on a Saturday or Sunday.
Are you really going to watch another full day of football? Can we go outside? Can we go do something? Can we get something done around the fucking house?
Why are you always nagging me, woman? Why can't you do something around the house? Why does that have to be? Why is it when I have something to do around the house, it's a me thing? But when you have something to do around the house, it's a we thing. Can you explain that to me?
Because I want us to do something together. Is that so wrong of me? That I want us to hang out?
We hang out every day. We live together.
But that's not hanging out. That's not quality time. We haven't just hung out. Why don't you plan dates anymore?
Why don't you? Why don't you plan dates?
Because it's a boy thing. Ah!
And then they're crying. And then you have to apologize for a fight you didn't even start. Oh. Ryan, how was it without Dana around the house as you go to turn off your fan?
Oh, you know, it was good. It was good. I was very lonely, I gotta admit. I was very bored. Dana did get back from Nashville. She was on a lovely bachelorette party trip. And, you know, you guys go ahead and take a guess if you think Dana had fun on her bachelorette party trip. Go ahead and take a guess. If you know anything about women and you know anything about bachelorette party trips, go ahead and take a guess for me if you think she had fun on her bachelorette party trip. If you guess no, you'd be correct. Women don't have fun. It's actually a question after she had gotten home and we were hanging out, talking, you know, catching up. She was just repeating all the things she texted me about in person. And she was just talking to me and then she was going on. And I was like, hey, I got to ask you something. Did you like have a good time? She's like, I mean, it was fun. Yeah, but it sounds like you had a bad time. It's like, it wasn't bad. I mean, I was just waiting for you to say something about it that was good. That's the thing about women, man. They hate when things aren't about them. You know, that's why guys, it's so easy to get laid at weddings, right? Because like a woman can't, if you're there and there's a single lady there. Sorry, let me flip my computer over before I go on with this one. Because it's going to blow up if I don't. It's so easy to get laid at weddings if you're a guy. Because girls are extra, you know. One, there's love in the air. So they're all like, oh, I really want to, you know, I want to. They got to make it about them is what it really comes down to. There's love in the air and then they have to make it about them. They can't stand to see a woman have a good time. If your lady is ever in a wedding, she's going to have something mean to say about that wedding when it's all said and done. She's going to have something bad to say about that wedding. I mean, it was nice, but I would have done blah, 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 blah. Well, yeah, it wasn't about you. So, yeah. I had a friend actually turn a woman down at a wedding one time. Brave man. I mean, she wasn't bad looking. She wasn't hot either. She was like a six. But, I mean, a wedding six, dimly lit dance floor. You know how you know you can't marry a woman? This is real. If you know how you can't marry a woman, if she's ever barefoot at, say, like a wedding, after a party of some sort, if she ever takes her heels off and is walking barefoot through like a public area, you can't marry that woman. Just think about that. That's the test. That's the test. If she could change into other shoes, but if she ever takes her heels off and is just walking barefoot through like a lobby a casino, a hotel, dance floor. No, that's where you cut it loose. That's where you cut it loose, man. You let that fish swim off, brother. I fucking hate this computer so goddamn much. But I'm a professional, and I'm going to fight through. What's been going on with you guys, man? Did you guys go see Oppenheimer? A movie about that guy who blew up Japan or whatever? I saw on Twitter about Oppenheimer how they were talking about how, they never bring up how they displaced all those people in New Mexico. They were, like, talking about how that was such a bad thing for them to do. If you think them displacing, you know, farmers and people from their land in New Mexico is bad, you should leave before the end of the movie. Or wait until you find out what he was working on and what happened with that, okay? When you find out what he was working on, I'm sure you're going to be pretty upset about it. Because I was reading a bunch of stuff. The thing about going on Twitter these days, or Threads way less. People are just still being funny about Threads. I haven't been on Threads in like a week and a half. Maybe 7 days. Maybe just a week, you know. But the funniest thing about Twitter is people are just mad about stuff all the time. Like, just mad. This weekend, they were mad about Barbie. I saw Ben Shapiro was mad about Barbie. Did he think he was going to like Barbie? It's Barbie. Why did you think you'd like it, Ben? Huh? Why'd you think that would be your move? Oh, you know what movie I'm going to go see and it's going to be awesome? What's that, Benny? Barbie. Dude, this computer is so fucking funny. Because, like, I wonder if Dana's computer does this. I'm not going to stick around and find out. I'm just going to move it. And I'm just going to set my computer down. Do I have to, like, get, like, a porous... I don't even know if you guys can hear it. But it, like, it heats up, man. I'm 8 minutes into this podcast. And if I go to 30, this thing might blow up. We got 3.5 more intervals to run through for this podcast. But I turn the brightness down. I make sure it's all good and dandy, so... You know, it is what it is. I guess I'll just stop running every program. I guess that's my only move, right? Like, that's all I can do. Is just quit running every program on my computer except for GarageBand. You guys thought I was using real software? No, I'm using the free one, dude. I'm using the free one. But yeah, people are mad about Barbie this weekend. People are mad about Oppenheimer. Like, that was really funny. They never talked to you about the bad stuff that happened with the United States project in New Mexico where they displaced all these people. Oh, yeah? Wait till you find out what they did to Japan. I'm sure you're going to be mad about that. And then Truman telling Oppenheimer to go fuck himself, basically. Hey, I don't think we should use these bombs anymore. Hey, get the fuck out of my office, you fucking nerd. That's literally what he told him. Fucking nerd. Cillian Murphy. What is he in? Is he in that show I can never really get into, Peaky Blinders? Maybe it's a little bit of... He is in Peaky Blinders. That shit came out in 2013. Holy fuck. Holy shit. Is that real? I want to see Florence Pugh. I'm never going to see this movie, by the way. I would like to. I think there's a part of me that just thinks I should go see it. Purely based on the fact that, like, I've seen so many people talk about it, and it seems like such a good, seems like something I'd be into. History, you know, atomic bomb. I thought that would be something I'd be into, so maybe I will go see it, but there's just been a lot of movies over the last half decade where I've just been like, you know, I'm going to go see that, and then I don't, you know? I mean, there's nothing really funny about that statement other than the fact that I'm just lazy, because I see the runtime is 3 hours. What's the Barbie runtime? Barbie runtime. Hour 54. See, that's still kind of long, though. Hour 54? Hour 54 to be told about the word patriarchy? To get shown, to get shoved the patriarchy in my face? The male patriarchy? I don't even know what patriarchy means. And I don't think the people that do that say it either. I don't think they know what it means. What does patriarchy mean? Patriarchy. Mean. A system of society or government in which the further or oldest male is head of the family and descent is traced through the male line. Okay. Doesn't seem like they're talking about that. A system of society or government in which men hold the power and women are largely excluded from it. Well, I mean, what do they want? To be able to vote? Women want rights. And gays want kids. What? That's from the Bo Burnham song. Who's making a comeback this week. Because another thing people are mad about. Jason Aldean, funny enough. I didn't know people could be mad about Jason Aldean. I didn't even know what Jason Aldean was up to these days. I assume just singing the same brand of country music that everybody sings now, where it's very commercial, very stadium rocky, very, very blue jeans, pontoon boat, light beer. That's a country song for you. I'm shimmying off my cut off. And I'm getting on the pontoon with my Yeti cooler. And I'm gonna drink some light beer. Now we gotta make that a melody. Let's get some light beer and get us down to the pontoon boat. This is why I'm not talented, because that was me attempting to make a song. Other people would have something whipped up in no time. People that have talent, me, I'm just doing nothing, right? So I'm just saying words. But Jason Aldean is funny. Funny enough, Dana was at the scene of the crime. She was at the Jason Aldean bar in Nashville. And if I had to be honest with you, I was reading the lyrics of the Jason Aldean song because I didn't need to hear it. I get the point, what he's getting after. Try that in a small town, as if the reason that these things aren't happening in small towns is because you want to look at the demographic or the, you know, just the size. Of course, people aren't like protesting in small towns. But if you had to ask me what my thoughts would be or what I think Jason Aldean's thoughts would be on, I don't know, Black Lives Matter protests. I didn't need a song to tell me. I think I got it. I think I would be nailing that one. I think he would be less than thrilled about it. Just because, you know, I think that I could have just put two and two together. Jason Aldean is very funny because country music stars are very disingenuous. You just have to have a southern draw. Like, I think Theo Von could be a good country singer if you gave him a melody. Like, if the industry wanted him to be, they can get him a couple of ghostwriters, hand him an acoustic guitar, teach him three chords, and then boom. He could just turn his hat backwards, wear a white t-shirt and blue jeans, and God bless America, we have Morgan Wallen. That's that. And at any given time, he would release an album with 40 songs on it. Like, I actually, Dana was like, she's like, so much Morgan Wallen down there. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's kind of their thing. And the thing about Morgan Wallen is I'm less impressed with Morgan Wallen when you tell me his album has 40 new songs on it. If you put out 40 songs, I would sure hope one of them gets to the top of the charts. That's all I would hope for you. Ryan, you put out 200 plus podcasts and none of them got to the top of the charts. Yeah, because they fucking suck. Okay? I don't have a southern twang to them. Hey, man, I just like drinking beer.
He's like me. I like drinking beer, too. I like drinking beer, smoking weed or cigarettes, whatever the flavor, wherever I'm at in the world. That's what I'll say about it. Morgan Wallen, Jason Aldean. I don't like Bud Light. And I saw people are mad at Target. I saw a guy go into Target with a shirt that says Make America Straight Again on. And I just got to be honest with you. Don't these people have fucking jobs? Like, what could compel you to make a shirt that says it's just black with white letters that says MASA, which in itself is hilarious, says MASA and says Make America Straight Again, which, I mean, is really original. And he goes into Target and just starts knocking rainbow things over because, you know, rainbow is gay. And I was watching the video. I watched about a minute and a half of it, and I thought to myself, how or what do you people do, and why did you think that this would be the thing to do today? To go in and just to your local Target and then just start fucking being annoying and knocking shit over. All because they have gay clothes? What constitutes gay clothes? You do lose me. I mean, I'm an ally, so people know about me. I am an ally, and I know it's not June anymore, so I don't even have to fake it. But what does constitute gay clothes? Holy shit, they're being inclusive at Target. I got to go down there and let them know how I think this is a bad thing. I'm going to show up in my truck that I never use for truck stuff. I'm going to have my square-toed boots on. And I'm going to put my MASA shirt on. Make America Straight Again. And I'm going to go down there and I'm going to knock over all the rainbows and pinwheels. And then they're going to be straight again in there. That's right. Because I like to go to the Target. I used to like to go to the Target men's section when they had, when it's just the same clothes, the same blank t-shirts, except they didn't have a rainbow banner hanging above them. So I knew it was for me because I have sex with girls. I've never watched porn that's got two men in it unless it was a double P. That stands for double penis. I mean, penetration. I got I actually saw another TikTok. Oh, God, I got to get a fucking life. Nobody was home last week. What do you want me to do? I saw another TikTok that was talking about how the dangers of porn and how porn is so dangerous. And I had quit porn for a while, just kind of was over it because I'm stupid. And if you tell me to visualize something, because I was like, imagine you. I saw a video on YouTube about, it was some BS, and the guy was talking about how picture yourself in third person watching yourself jerk off, and then I just stopped jerking off for a long time. I was like, oh, man, I can't. Like, every time I would get, like, in the mood, you know what I mean, ladies? I'd stand there, or I would, you know, lay there, stand there, however you do it. You know, I don't judge. However I do it, you know what I mean? We don't kink shame here. And I was like, oh, come, jeez. But there was this whole video about how it's like, we got to teach our kids about the dangers of porn. What's the danger? I mean, it's way more dangerous to be out hunting for some sex, I guess. I mean, I'd rather, I mean, to be honest with you, it's way cooler to be asexual about it. I am asexual, because I'm sexual. That's something you'd hear some fucking crop top girl wearing a crop top, who shouldn't be wearing a crop top, say. I think Jason Aldean's fans look like,
The Jason Aldean's fans are a lot of guys who have really, you know, like triangular shaped boobs coming out of like a crop top or a cutoff, you know, down the sides where they got it cut all the way down to there. You can see the belt. And then, yeah, Jason Aldean makes music for guys who have crop tops where they got like side boob hanging out because it's all the way down to their like hip. And then girls who are wearing crop tops and, you know, jean shorts that probably shouldn't be. You know what I mean? They need to buy a size bigger or more concealing. They just don't know it yet because they're still acting 22 when they're 35. And they have a weird tribal tattoo. You ever forget somebody? Like, you ever not be ready for somebody to have a tattoo? Then you see their tattoo and you're like, damn, that looks fucking stupid. I'm just not a tattoo guy. What kind of guy are you, Ryan? I'm just not a tattoo guy. I'm just not getting tattoos. I'm just not. It's just not me. I'm too indecisive. You guys go ahead. Get all your tattoos you want. I'm not doing it. I can't. I'll be like, I will have instant regret. He'll start to, he or she, probably a he, to be honest. I wouldn't get lucky enough for it to be like some weird rom-com movie where it's, you know, a woman tattoo artist. I'd have some dude, and he would sketch something. And I'd be like, oh yeah, that looks cool, because I hate confrontation. And I would hate to tell him it looks bad. And I'd be like, oh yeah, that looks cool, man. And then he'll start to put it on wherever I wanted it on my body. And I'll be like, oh, and I'll, like, right when he starts halfway through, I'll be like, can we like erase it? Like, is there a way we can just like cover that up, just get rid of it? Yeah. Ryan, it sounds like you have anxiety. Yeah, well, most of us do, man. Most of us do. That's why I just avoid those situations. How am I supposed to get tattoos? Especially if he shows me something that looks bad, I don't have the heart to tell him it looks bad. Like, even if you bring me the wrong flavor of wings at a restaurant, I'm not sending them back. I wanted this. I might have ordered barbecue and you brought me hot, right? Now I have hot wings. That's life for me. That's life with a guy afraid of telling some mid-20s waitress or waiter that he's afraid, that he has the wrong wings. I'm too afraid. I just want these now. This is fine. It's just how I am, man. I don't know. What do you want me to say? I don't know where I was going with that. I don't know where I'm going with half of this. I'm just out here winging it this week. I did have a good week, though. I'll be honest with you. It was nice. I did a lot of chores around the house, made sure that Dana doesn't kick me out. It was good. She did come home Friday and she was like, I'm still not sure why or what you did while I was gone. I'm like, oh, just everything? Okay, I just power washed the driveway and sidewalks up to the house. That looks pretty good, doesn't it? Oh, I had a motion camera put on the garage like you asked. I cleaned everything. It's no big deal. Everything deep cleaned, no big deal. But yeah, I don't know why I did it either. Like, imagine for a moment. You're a guy. Most of you are guys. And imagine for a moment. You're working at home. You're working on the house. You're a guy working on the house. You get something done around the house. Your wife, your girlfriend doesn't even know. She comes home, and imagine for a moment she thanks you for it. She's excited that you did it. I know. It's hard to imagine because it would never happen. Now let's play the other side. Imagine for a moment your girlfriend does something around the house by herself. I know. Your girlfriend or wife doing something around the house by herself? Oh, I know it's hard to imagine because it would never happen, but just think about it. And then imagine you say nothing. How quickly would you realize you said nothing when she's not talking to you? But you might even be relaxed if she doesn't talk to you for 3 to 6 hours. Dude, because honestly, between us, and I mean this, we were leaving the house Friday to go to the Guardians game. And I walked outside because I knew Dana was in a rush. So I walked outside because I can be annoying. I'm aware of that. Who's kidding who? I have a learning disability. But I walk out of the house. I just distance myself. I'm like, she'll be coming outside here soon enough. So I go outside. I wait by the car. She comes outside. She's like, sometimes you lack common sense. And I'm like, what? She's like, sometimes you lack common sense. I'm like, how's that? I'm staying calm. She's like, because I needed to find my sunglasses and you weren't there to help me. So I guess I'm going without them. And I said, did you ask me? She's like, no, I couldn't find you. I'm like, well, how did you lose your sunglasses? She's like, I don't know where they are. I'm like, well, yeah, naturally. But when did you last see them? She's like, they're in one of my bags. Because, you know, she went on a trip that she really hated going on. She couldn't help herself from complaining about. Just imagine women having a good time. Imagine having a good day. Just imagine. What a life. If women had good days, think about it. You know why men are in all the jobs that matter in this country? Because, like, you have to be a psychopath to want to be in, like, a politician or, you know, CEOs. Because those are jobs that take a lot of time. And they want to be away from their wives or girlfriends or mistresses. You ever think somebody was so deep with a mistress, they were just like, fuck, I hate this woman too. Fuck. Hey, you guys think that guy's date went well? He never answered me. I hope he did. My kid asked me if he was going on a date. Wonder if he, you know, wonder if things went well for him, you know what I mean? I wonder if he 30 seconds close on to off to back on again. If you know what I mean. And then he probably looked at her. If I had one more advice for you, it's, you know, your first girlfriend, your first time. If I don't know if he was a virgin, I'm just making this up, but just imagine he was standing there, you're looking at him, you're looking at this girl you just gave 30 seconds of wienering to. Wienering. After you talked all this game about how you're going to have her stretching her leg over here and moving her knee back here and you're going to have her like this and that, and all you ended up doing was getting on top, forgetting about all that, and just breathing heavy, and just, and it was over. So just imagine what you should do next time is you should stare at this girl and be like, take a good look at me. And she'll go, why? She's holding the cover up over her chest, up to her collarbone. Why do you want me to take a good look at you? And then you stand there and you look her in the eye and you go, because it's the last time you'll ever see me. Wouldn't that just be magical? I think that's what we're on the podcast for the day, huh? Did you guys enjoy that one? That was the rambling thoughts of a guy whose girlfriend came home on Thursday night. Ryan, you haven't talked about F1 in a while. Yeah, well, you know why? Because Max Verstappen is annoying. Follow me at the links below. Like, subscribe. Email me, ryanwoodspot@gmail.com. Love you guys. Talk to you next week.